Well, one might be crumbling because of the.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you're right. No, the, sorry about my lateness.
Because the surface of a tentacle seems to crumble, so then you think that the crumbles aren't going to be all here. That you find some crumbles, so you're going to have to continue searching to find where else you brought this from. Maybe.
The Bnei Chabura asking that what's the chiddush of Rabbi in the case where the kids went in and it was he found crumbs afterwards. And what's the chiddush? Why should we think there's more bread there? Right? That's your question you ask. So Taisa asked the kasha. Doesn't Taisa ask it?
Yeah,
Tosfos
says Rashba normally would
hold that. Sorry, that's what he thinks. He's saying, according to Rebbe, you found crumbs, why should we think it's anything different, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just a differentiate between an Achpo and a kid.
Yeah.
Right? An Achpo, we said, even according to Rebbe, you can't assume that it's the original bread because that, because mice don't make crumbs. But by kid, you can. And Achami, it comes out of it. There's no real finish by kid, it's just to contrast it with Achmo, Nafila. Come to Rambam, and then you saw the Rambam yesterday, the Rambam says, we're talking about even a kid who's not equivalent amount of crumbs.
Yeah.
The Rambam says we can take on that the kid eats it. There's already a riot, there's crumbs, you can take on the kid to eat it. That's already a Kiddush, of course, even a Kontarebi. They find crumbs, they don't find the original chomet, they only find parts of the chomet. And even then you can be makers. So come to Rambam, it's possible you can. But Rashi said not like that. Rashi said, you find the equivalent amount of crumbs that make up the loaf of bread. So come to Tatus, the whole chiddush between Achba and the kids is to say the chiddush between Achba and the kids, that's all. Yeah. Okay, so we have the last part of the Gemara to do. We have the Shem today. Bayrov, Kika Bishnei Kaya. A Kika Bishnei Kaya.
What line?
The beginning of the line is Bayrov. No, the beginning of the line is Bayrov, so you should be
able to. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Penultimate
narrow line. Bayrov. Kika Bishnei Kaya. A loaf of bread, Bishnei Kaya. Fire. Tzoris Sulam Larida or Ein Tzoris. Do you need to get a ladder to take it down? Or do you not need a ladder to get it down? Now what would be the study? Me and Mina, do we say, Kula Hai Loi Tichu Rabbanon? The Rabbanon weren't matriach you so much to go up there.
Yeah.
King the Loi Nachis. And Tatum reported to right at the beginning of Tatum last, yeah, very good. King Delay Nochis, man, actually, since they weren't...
Same case.
Tatum bought this case.
This exact case?
Yeah, he's attached to this case. He referred us to this case. Kikabish. Make case. So, I'm wrong, got a good memory. Tatum and Aleph, Tatum referred us to this case. Very critical for understanding what's going on. I'll see you in a second. So, you have this loaf of bread high up on a beam. Do you need a ladder to take it down? Or do you not? Me on me on do we say, Kuli hai, loy atrechu rabbanon. Rabbanon won't matriach you so much to go up and get it down. Why? Kim de loy nochis menashe, it's not going to fall on its own. So that loy atrechu mechle, you're not going to eat it. You're not going to eat it. Or dilne, or perhaps, dinin, dinochal. Sometimes you can have like it, low. Aftershocks from a earthquake that didn't happen. Things that charge. No, Ashbourne, they're scared of heights. Everyone knows that. And the problem is that someday it will fall. The Osir Mikle, and it will and you'll end up eating it. So, do you say that we're machayim you to go up, to get it down, even so high up, or not? So, what are we talking about here? What earth is going on? Go up, maybe come and eat it. What happened to Banyo Banimote? You have to get it down because you've got an Issa Banyo Banimote up there.
Right.
So what's the side of the Chalam? Of course you have to get it.
The
third Yeshua, very good. The third Yeshua, I forgot this completely. I apologize. Third Yeshua, that, no, we don't know how to use the bitter already. So there's only a shayla of the Dikas on it. The Dikas are born on. So maybe the shayla in. The Dikas are born on. Well, we're not triach you to go and climb up to get it down.
But very good. Here it sounds like the Rabbanan are being vengeful about it, but in Tosfos on the first Amud on Beis Amud Aleph, it sounds like, and that's the whole Masorah, but it sounds like that they would not choose the Rabbanan.
Okay, let's try and work this out. So now,
sorry, I don't understand one thing. The Rabbanan only said you don't have to, you must look for comets. Yes, you know about it, and it's because it's hard that you don't have to go get it.
Right. The Gemara's style is maybe because it's so difficult to get it, to climb up ladders is extra scared. Yeah, people are scared that you can fall down and whatever it is. So such a tikkun, they wouldn't be machayev you. If you can imagine in the shul, just in the start of the oizen, you can imagine if you have a loaf of bread, there's an Arab's left sticking onto the gevet of the middle of the shul. Right? Just on top of the bima. It is like two floors high, and you'd have to get some type of contraption to start climbing up to get it down. Will we be machayev you to do that? Oh, so now...
So, and I missed the point. How did you get around that it's not by your mother?
So Yeshua Levinson is sharing with us that we're talking about after you did the bittul. Since you did the bittul, there's no more problem of bali or bali mate. And there's only a problem of you might come to eat it. So Mameila, that's the shayla. Where we machayev you b'dikra?
It's so inaccessible that there's no chashash of coming to eat.
Oh, so that's the shayla, because sometimes they'll fall.
Isn't that how it works with earthquakes, or a place which has a propensity on
life? I don't know, things happen, things fall. I don't know. It's before Bittul, okay. Not last. We'll see if we can. Let's first work out, why do you do B'dikas Chomet in the first place? Why do you do B'dikas Chomet? There's Chachomim, says Yossi. Why do we do B'dikas Chomet? The very negate in less than a month. Mm-hmm. In about 2.5 weeks. Why are we doing B'dikas Chomet? Why are we doing B'dikas Chomet?
Chashash is
going
to come to eat it.
You don't want to eat it. You don't want to eat it. You don't want to eat it. But what's this machlik is going on here between Yossi Yeshua versus Rabbi Yaakov? What's that? Yossi Yeshua is saying the reason is because you might come to eat it. Because they are born on. They come to born on. And Yaakov is saying that the reason is because of where both of you coming from? So you're both coming from the sukkah at the beginning of the base, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Right? Rashi says, why, says Rashi? Not to be heard of Bani Rav Bani Matze. What did Tosfos say? No, he doesn't have it. It's just too bitter. The reason why he did the Kavanas Bedika is because of you might come to eat it, and therefore you should. And Tosfos got a riot for this. So this is what arrived for this story, that it's because you might complete it from our Gemara. From this Gemara, the field on the day. The Gemara says, see, the whole side is, in the Triach, in the Arbonne, to go up and get it, because you might come to eat it or not. So you see the whole story is coming to eat it or not. The side is, what does Rashi do with it? Rashi said the reason is because of Bali or Bali Mopti. So, at the time, and it's still true, we said the Ram said that there's two ways. Indeed, there's two ways that you can make mitzvahs tashbisu. Two ways that you can get out of not having chomets in your rishus. One is alibay b'dika. And that's how Rashi is saying the Mishnah is mitin. If you don't want to do bittul and you want to do b'dika, that's how you do it. That's how the b'dika is chomets. You could do bittul. If you don't want to do bittul, you do it like this. And there's another way of doing it. Just in Bittul, there's two possible ways of getting out of the Zechon. So Rashi says, because of Bani Roye, Rashi is explaining for, if you're not doing Bittul, Dikas Chomet per se is because of Bani Roye. Dikas Chomet is because of Bani Roye.
So if the point of that is, the special we're having here, about the tirfa, I mean, if it's such a tirfa and you always could bristle it, then why, of course, you just bristle and solve the problem.
If that's true, like the Ram's saying, I'm building what you're saying, if that's true what the Ram's saying, that Rashi learned that Bedikas Chometz is if you're not doing Bittul. But if you're not doing Bittul, then Bedikas Chometz is deraisa. It's not a Rabbon. If you're not doing Bittul, Bedikas Chometz is deraisa. Here the Gemara clearly is saying that Mi asrchuhu rabbonon, would rabbonon be machayev you? And it says because you might come to eat it. So this Gemara must be talking about a case where you did do bittul. This Gemara must be talking about a case where you did do bittul, and therefore it's no shayla bali mots anymore. There's a new shayla. What's the shayla? That Rashi must come to taste it. There's also shayla might come to eat it. There's also shayla might come to eat it, and therefore. Then Rashi, me at Shachur Abana would be Messiah to climb a ladder to put up the wall. So it comes out in a big machlekes to Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi agrees to Tosfos. Rashi agrees that in Bedikas Chometz, besides the Bedikas Chometz of that you're of the Bali Ra, Bali Matse, there's another element of Bedikas Chometz and that you shouldn't come to eat it. But Achmedim said there's a difference. Rashi on that base is something that Chometz you don't know about. Chometz you don't know about, the only reason why you have to bedika is because of Bali Rav Bali Matzah. Chometz that you do know about, then there's a chashash you'll come to eat. And that's this for game. Chometz you know about, we know you have to put mechitzas around it, you have to make sure that you're not going to be able to end up eating it. So that's all this for game. This for game is something that Chometz I do know about it, I know it's up there, and I've been about this, I'm not anymore over Bali Rav Bali Matzah. A new shayla. Would we be machai? Would Chazal be machai of you to go out of your way to such an extent because of a chance they might fall down? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Next shayla. Kick a bebor. If you have a kick in a pit, tzach sodom la'aloisa. Ain't tzach sodom la'aloisa. Do you have to get a ladder to take it out of the pit? Or maybe not. Now what's the shayla? We just said there was a similar shayla by a beam. Chometz on a beam. So what's exactly the new shayla? Right, not negative gravity. You don't live on the moon. So maybe the things are going to stay down, right? It's normally a rule. Things are already broken on the floor, stay on the floor. So maybe this bread is in the pit. So what's the problem? Here, certainly it's not going to go up on its own.
Someone might need to go down.
Right. Sometimes the nochis and evit sochei can have a need to go down there and we'll also the mitzvah end up eating it. But again, it's a topic.
So as a storage, it's like a machzor.
No, a machzor. It's not one that he uses generally. It's not a place where he goes in. It's we're worried. Do we have to be concerned for unlikely events? For Chazal Machayvi to be matriach itself to a high degree. Im tinse loima, tenoches letoche, sorry. Im tinse loima, tenoches letoche. If you're going to say, im tinse loima, tenoches letoche, we do have to be concerned that she will go down. Ba'al tile michlo, and I'll come to eat it. Kika b'ti nochosh. What's the din by a kikar in the mouth of a nachash? What's the shayla? Torah Chavel Eitzir Eim Torah. Will we be mechayev you to pay a charmer to extract that kikar from the mouth of the nachash? Or do you not have to pay money for it? Begufei Tshukhur Abonam. All of that is because Samet is begufei. They mechayev you to exercise effort. But they're never machayev it with the mummy. I did, or maybe not. I did relation, or maybe do have a chiv to spend money as well.
But is this not maybe fall under the general halachas of spending money for mitzvah?
When Chazal gave a chiv b'dika summit, did they give a chiv b'dika that you have to spend money, or no, the chiyuv dika was just an effort. If the mitzvah is to take an esrog, that was the mitzvah, so of course you have to buy yourself an esrog in order to be able to do it, because the mitzvah is to take an esrog. And the shayla is in the agdor of Chazal. What was the agdor of Chazal? Exert effort in finding the chomet, or even pay money to find chomet. That's the shayla of the Gemara.
In all rabbinic halachas, in all rabbonim, you have to go into the office whether the rabbonim will mechayev you to put money into it or not.
Yeah, you have to know with different gedarim by law. The also on the tzitzis yadayim, chazal will mechayev you to be metaya your hands. So you need to be metaya your hands. So how are you going to have to buy water to be metaya your hands? Here, that's exactly the side of what we have here. What exactly is Agdari here? Agdari is search. That's what they want. Or the Agdari is that your house should be clean, let's say. If Agdari is your house should be clean, so you might spend money on it. If the Agdari is search for Chometz, and that was the Chiyuv, the search for Chometz.
We know from before. We know from before that by the Akra and Hashim by the pile of water that fell, that if you know with certainty that there's chametz inside, you have an obligation to hire somebody to help out.
So very good. Yeah, I think it's a question. We have tasters first. But it's not asking your question.
I have a question.
No, it's not asking your question. It's a very good question we're asking. It's not the question yet that we have. Very good. So that's the shayla, and the answer is take it. Yeah.
Which is it's a nachash. And there's a lot
that
you
can't eat something
with
nachash ifa. Yeah, I don't know why it says that. Huh? Yeah. It's
nachash.
Yeah.
Sure.
Water. Nachash drinks on
this. Any food. But it'll be into this
kikar.
What do you
have? Because of the power of the kid that the nachash ate the padded teeth and you eat the rest. Who says? It doesn't say anywhere though.
That
doesn't say anywhere. Okay, so.
I think, I don't know.
You'll see the figure on there for it, but it could be. I don't think so. So we have an argument to tell that whether
it's. It's a single slither away with.
It is by liquid, it says, like you say. By wet fruits as well.
This is after Bitzel, yes? So why, and we're not concerned about your Abayi Matzah because it's not yours. So why are we concerned about something that isn't yours, you're going to eat it? We don't worry about the food that's in the bakery that you're going to eat it. This is in the mouth of a snake.
This is not yours.
It's not yours. This snake, you didn't bake that bread. You took your bread. It's coming to your house. It's hefty.
It's not yours. You're a Mevatelis.
Right, say that. Every time you have that by bit of chomets. The concentration is, why do you do the biggest chomets? He has chomets here in Mavato. And we're worried.
We're still concerned. Right, but normally we do Bidika before we do Bittel. This is already after the fact. This is after Bittel.
Who's going to eat this?
Let me ask this question. I think Americans are very Muslim-akin. The English would be very happy to have it. Why not? You have a little bread that you've got a snake inside it. So if you're concerned about the teeth, obviously you can cut that part out. And the rest you can eat. No, Yaakov, when you were younger, that's what you did. Yeah, Yaakov said that was normal diet. I don't know. I'm saying, definitely in the previous time, people are less funny. Right, okay, so that's the side of the Gemara. Do we have to spend money for the mitzvah of Digger's Chanas, yea or nay? Answer, well, take, what's the answer? Have to see in Rambam, every question about all these things. But, we'll see. Len Hasseda. So, tell me,
Just to clarify, it's not clear.
It's
the latter.
I'm sorry,
so what exactly are the two sons? It sounds like say two different things. One is say maybe it's not, you're never going to come to eat it, and therefore you shouldn't check it. And the alternative to that is sometimes
you might.
So does that mean that in a scenario where sometimes you might eat it, then you definitely should
If it's under a couch,
sometimes the couch might move and you might eat it.
So under a couch, we have the whole thesis about. If it's under a couch, if it's narrow, for the couch is narrow, the places that you're going to go onto the couch to get to it. Right?
So basically you're saying if it's possible that sometimes you might eat it, for sure you should try it. And a shayla here is a shayla and then see it.
So are we concerned, L4? Right? Are we concerned, L4?
No, not that are we concerned that it'll fall, but the question is, let's see it. That in this scenario where it's on...
No, so that's on the screen. This is not your point. This loaf is sitting fine. Now, maybe there's a 20% chance or even 10% chance. We don't know what the numbers are. Probability chance it'll fall off.
Yeah.
Is that enough of a probability to be mechayev to check? That's the same.
Would that not be considered? Let's say it's 5%.
So then,
is that considered zimmit?
That's the same. Yeah, that's a zimmit.
That is zimmit. If it's 1%, it's zimmit.
Whatever the chance is, I don't know what the probability is. Whatever the probability is of this thing falling off, that's what the Gemara is talking about.
So if it has any probability whatsoever, it's zimmit. If it doesn't, then it's not zimmit or not?
If it's not going to fall?
If it says zero, when it says there's two sides, zimmit, if it's zimmit, you check. If not zimmin, then you don't check. Those are the two sides. That means...
No, some are not whether it's zimmin or not. It's not shayla mitzvah.
It's not?
No, it's not shayla mitzvah. The shayla is that does this zimmin mechayev me to do a zimmin?
Well, it seems to say that if it is zimmin, then you are mechayev. If it is zimmin, you
are mechayev. Does the sub that it's a zimmin, is that going to be mechayev me?
But that's not how the Gemara phrases the question. I can hear that it is a good question, but that's not how it phrases it. It phrases it like, if it's zimnin, you check. If it's not zimnin, you don't check.
No. So I don't think that's what the Gemara is saying, and I think you can read the Gemara the way I'm saying as well. I'm also in the pit. Right? So, there's a zimnin. You might go down to make it so, to do what you need to do then. It's a zimnin. Is that zimnin enough to be mechayev you? But you can sum it. So then that's how you read it. Says, what does it say? Mi amin kula alei shachabonon, kim de loy nachis menashe, since it's not going to fall on its own, therefore loy asu menashe. I don't know, or perhaps, nimnin to an offer, vas to the mitzvah. Sometimes it can. And if you will come to eat it, so I'm understanding it means to say, it's not coming to say, saw a shayla, agree with shayla mitzvah, will it fall or not fall? I'm understanding it means, since there is this element, that sometimes it can fall, is that going to be mechayev to do a bedikas on?
There's no likelihood at all. It's in a cage over there.
Yeah,
it's not falling, even though you can see it.
No need to discuss. You're doing better. No, but Ron's got different shayla. Ron's got shayla, I have to read the Gemara. I mean, when the Gemara says, intin shaloyma zimnin did not esamev it's okay. Intin shaloyma sorry, what's the loss of the Gemara? Zimnin did not fall for us in the Michli. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say, you should know, I'm not going to tell you, if you're going to say that is the Metzias, or is he going to tell me that because of that concern, you're going to have a Chiyav Bedika? So, I'm understanding the second way. But now I've got a big Shaila in Metzias, that whether, big Machlokes, if you're going to fall or not going to fall, I'm going to have a take in the end, you know? We're going to ask, Elyon Ravi, is this loaf going to fall or not? That's not the shayla. That's the shayla and din. You're going to ask your non-bed. The shayla and din. There's a shayla and din. This be entire discussion of our body. There's a shayla. What's the shayla? The shayla is, are we concerned for that chance? Are we concerned for that chance? Also, I'm saying there's hundreds of cases like that. You'll have to cross the road. I'll have to drive on Kvish Tishin. I'll have to go to Shtachim. Now, I mean, that is all that. What's the stodim? There is a probability, a chance, chassid chalila, of something bad happening. But does that mean, therefore, I'm limited in what I want to do? Decide, you have to know how much of a probability is enough to say that now you have to be concerned. The same as well, yeah, there is a probability. Is this probability enough to tell me that you're going to have to do a bdikas chas?
Okay, the answer is tiku. And so I don't understand Tosfos on the very beginning now. Because Tosfos say that the only reason for Bedika is because there's a Hashash is going to fall down.
No. Bring your eye from here. But since you see that's the concern here, then you see the reason for Bedika is because you might come to eat it. You see, that's what the Gemara was discussing here was that perhaps while falling you'll come to eat it. That's the whole shayla, not shayla gabe basra. Shayla is the gabe, perhaps you'll come to eat it. So it says, you see, that's the shayla. Are you going to come to eat it? Yes or no? If the takeaway is the kula, so the concern is that this concern, right, falling, Chazal wouldn't be matriach you so much to be concerned about it falling. And what would be, maybe this is a wrong, Nichlan, a wrong kasha, what would be if it's not a tircha? If it's not a tircha, and it's a low probability, in Achanami, maybe you would have to do the deepest font. It's places, the Gemara's question was, a tchachur rabban, would the rabban be a tchriach you for this low probability? If it's a simple deepest, yeah, any chance. But in this case, where it's involved a tremendous amount of tircha, would they be mechayev you for a low probability?
The first case deals with tircha, the second case does deal with tircha.
Also, yes.
Even if you're dealing with, like, you're not usually going in there. No?
No, it's also because of tircha. It says, sorry, sudom la loisa in sorry. Yeah, it's also the same shayla. Sorry, sudom, sorry, miyat shechur abonon, it's the same shayla. So the tears have to start climbing down ladders into deep, deep pits.
It's not something that you can physically do on your own without going and taking something and getting to it. You have to do another physical action. So here there's an additional reminder, in a sense, also not to eat it.
No.
Meaning, because it's far removed, it's removed from you, so where that's not... Everything that we've done until now is that it's not removed from you.
Yeah, really there's much less chance of you eating it. So Mela, there's much less reason for the deacon. Right? Much less chance of you eating it. So Mela, it's a shayla. Why are we machayev you to? So it comes to
mind. Sorry, just to clarify, the difference between the beam and the bore is that by the beam there's a chance it could come down to me. By between the boar and the beam, it's equal probability that I'm going to go to it. It's just by the beam, there's a chance it could come to me.
You're asking me to say.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like between both cases, it's equal probability that I'm going to go to it. But the difference between the boar and the beam is that by the beam, the hametz could come to me. By the boar, the hametz isn't going to come to me. But by both cases, it should be equal probability that I could go to it.
What exactly? I don't understand your point. I'll tell you how I understand it. If you disagree, tell me. The first shayla is the shayla. There's no chance that you and Pesach are climb up to it to get the bread. It's not the chance. The chance is maybe. There's no reason to assume the guy will climb up to go and get the loaf of bread. That could be like Yossi's saying, since it's so far removed, it's a reminder. There's no reason, and no reason is anyway to climb up to go get the bread. That's not the shayla. He doesn't have such a passion for get the bread. That wasn't the shayla. So if it would stay where it is, there's nothing to worry about at all. The concern is that perhaps they'll fall. That's one shayla. Second shayla, even if you say in that case, you have to be machmir, but perhaps they'll fall, it won't be in the case where Zichar not going to fall, to bend down. Are we concerned in that case that you might, on the unlikely chance, you might go down to it on Pesach? And to which we answered, table. Right? Or we didn't actually. We said, Intim Salema, Zimni Nachis Zorchi. So then the Gemara is a shout about money. So let's see some Rashi, and we have to see how we take it. Kikka B'Pi Nachosh. So we have two, three Rashis. Kikka B'Pi Nachosh. Third last Rashi. Before the end of the mission, before the mission. Kikim b'fi nachosh. Bayim v'ampi nafsho, it's a new shayla. Loizoni lahanaf de leel. It's not comparable to any of the previous shaylas, right?
Which shayla is he referring
to? The sulam of the pit, the sulam of the beam. Those shaylas is a shayla. Those shaylas are shayla. Those shaylas are shayla regarding chashos. This is a new shayla to Rashi. Do you have to spend money for b'dikas chametz? The new shayla is not connected to the previous cases. The loyga sinon intim seloyma. And you don't have a gilsa intim seloyma, says Rashi. What does Rashi mean by this? Because if we say intim seloyma, then it's a follow-on. Right? And the Algiers wasn't in Salema. I was explaining Yossi to jump in my head about it. Algiers came in that Russian. Algiers was in Salema, which sounds like it's a farm. Are we concerned that maybe the bread will fall down? Even if you say we are concerned, that we're concerned you're going to go down to a pit to go and get it. And even if you're concerned you're going to get down to a pit to go and get it, do you have to pay money to extract it from a nothos? I guess so. What's one leaving onto the other? It's two different shaymas. This one regarding the sulam and the sulam, I can hear the connection. The shayla is, are we material for that concern? And if you say we are, but are you material for this concern? There is a new shayla. Do you have to pay money from Dikasonis? It's a new shayla. There's no kesha, says Rashi. There's no intim saloma. There's no kesha between them. The local sin and intim saloma. Hello, it's your cool. So maybe there wouldn't be much here to spend money.
What would he do with the nachash?
In the mouth.
In the house.
It's in the house.
And he has it in his mouth.
Right. And there's always a concern that on Pesach he'll drop it out of his mouth and you'll eat it. So do we say that therefore you have to get out of your way to spend the money to get it?
Anyway, you're going to want to remove the nachash from your house, no?
That's kind of a question. No, about the, I'm not Matthew on Tuesday morning. I just, doesn't go. So it comes out from Rashi that if it's after Zman is the Chomet, so you can't do Bittul, you jolly well have to spend money to get out. If it's after Zman Bittul, so you can't do bittul anymore. Zman Issa, right? It's already after Chatzis.
Right.
So you can't do bittul. So you've got chametz in your house. So you don't have to spend money to get it out because you've got Issa Bali Raya. Because we're not talking about the two number four Zman bittul, the two bittul, so you're not any Indian of Bali Raya. Only a shalom because chametz. Because chametz are abona. Because chametz are abona. And you can perhaps be maker because it's never machayvi to spend money on it.
Why
you cannot do bittul?
You cannot.
Because then you got value up, value multiple.
You don't.
Why? Why did Rashi say me about Lena Belibur?
What?
Why did Rashi say me about Lena Belibur? Ask me why I said, ask me why Rashi said.
Rashi's talking about a situation where it's beforehand.
How does Rashi know that?
The topic is indicated that it was beforehand.
How does Rashi know that?
No, that is definitely saying this is the case of beforehand.
If it's afterwards, so then you have to be in the vessel? No, you can't.
You can't.
And it's okay? You're not over Bali Rai?
You're not.
So why should you be in the vessel beforehand?
Why should you be in the vessel beforehand?
Yes.
You're able to
why? You don't need to. You know. Why? Why the battle? Because it's Bali Raya. Why the Bali Raya? Bittul's not going to help you for that. Why would it help you? You're going to eat it. That's the chash. By eating, you'll come to eat it. The side of my Gemara here was talking about the Shmei Kriya, right? You did Bittul, but we're concerned that maybe they'll fall down, and you'll be over, and what would happen? So even if you did bittul, there's a concern you'll come to eat it. So what if you're telling me that if it's after Zman Issa, you do not need to do bittul, and you're not over Bali or Bali Motzi. That's what you say.
Yeah.
So then bittul is irrelevant then, because you're not going to be over Bali or Bali Motzi anyway. If that's what you're saying, you're not going to be over Bali or Bali Motzi anyway.
Can't you also say that the nachash is not stationary, it's mobile, and it's making it further away, whereas the other two cases...
In this case of the nachash, Rashi says you should be mevatelit.
Right.
That means Rashi's telling me that if you cannot be mevatelit, then you've got a serious problem of value or value motze. So of course you have to spend money on it. Why not?
Because it's the mouth of the nachash.
So why do I have to be mevatelit?
Because that's the right thing to do with my nachash. The nachash would be like, oh, if you're a basement, you'll find it. But why would you do the mouth of the nachash, even if you're a basement, you're not over another one. Why? Because it's in his mouth.
So,
it's like in somebody else's shirt. It's like it's nothing doing with you.
It's not yours.
It's yours.
You want it, probably.
It's yours.
Even if you want it, it's not in your possession. You're not going next to it. You're not going to hear it.
Nothing
to go next to it.
What's Bari Yor Bari Motti? It's got anything to do about going next to it. It doesn't have anything to do with it. Bari Yor Bari Motti means, do I own something in my possession? Yes, you do. That's right. You have to be involved with it.
You own it.
You own it. You know. Hefka. Hefka bread in your Rishut, you own it.
In the garbage. You own it? No.
In your Rishut? What are you talking about? Things that you threw out in the garbage?
No, no, no.
Serious shayla. Very, very serious shayla. Something that you have to know about. That come the Erev Pesach, and the shrap this year, because this year is not going to be any garbage trucks coming on Erev Pesach to take away the chometz. That's what happens when we have a non-Haredi area. They're not going to be picking up the garbage on Erev Pesach. Not this year.
Really?
Of course not. Because it's Shabbat.
Oh, Shabbat, yeah.
Right?
So I think Erev Shabbat.
This year Erev Pesach is a Shabbat. So you definitely going to have chometz in your house. This was a circle line about that. Nothing to do with the area. Baruch Hashem, we're not going to have garbage picked up on the Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. So you have to know that chometz that people are going to have during all the course of Friday and Shabbos morning, and they're going to put it in the garbage, and the garbage is in your rishus. It's a serious shayla. And it's good to tell people in your buildings that anyone who has chometz should take it out. Not to put it in your own property. Just take it out, put it in the park. But in someone else, not in your own garbage, because your own garbage is your property. Yeah?
Made a couple
of
snacks.
You made a couple of snacks
in the
middle of garbage.
Uh-huh.
Is everybody
in garbage? Yes. Yes, it's a very serious item. So you're right, so maybe you could say throwing it out in the garbage makes the hefka, right? You have to come on with it, start raising your fingers. Yeah, not cringing your eyes. You're saying you stick a toe. Yeah, say, are people, can you be mafia something in your own resource? Can you do something like that? Yeah, without declaring a hefka, is there such a thing as hefka like that? It's not possible. It's not possible. I meant it's kedai to be mafia about this. And,
rolling the bins out to the sidewalk or to the street out of the...
It's definitely better. Shadows, that's enough, because the green thing is yours and still in your shirt. It's definitely better, but still a good shadow. So one thing, we finish Rashi. So Vivata Beniba Rashi says clearly you have to be Mavatalit, and that's the means. That means if you can't be Mavatalit, then why do you have to spend money on it? So Mamoine Liska Yechove to rent a, hire a charmer to take out the rent. So Taitis here asked the Kasha, the Mamoni Lotzach Rabbanon, Taitis got a Kasha, that you've got a Sada, you don't need to spend money. Teresh HaChad Davke. The Shem O Yoitzieno O Yoichleno. Here maybe you don't need to spend money. Why? Because perhaps they'll take it out or eat it. So it's already a topic here that maybe the Chomet's not going to stay. Aval Heichad the Ike Chomet, but where there is Chomet, but you know there's Chomet, and he's not going anywhere. We said earlier, David on the base, we are the Shina. And the Shina of David on the base, if you rent a deer, and you thought, and they said it was Bodok, and it turns out it wasn't Bodok, is that a Mekach Tois? And the Gemara said, Mekach Tois, why should we Mekach Tois to Bedika? No, why haven't been a place for people to... They don't do bidikas themselves, they rent, they hire what people to do bidikas. Can you say, well, that's a financial loss I'm having, I'm going to have to start hiring workers, and therefore it's a mecca toys. Says the Gemara, no. Because we know people are happy to spend money on mitzvahs. And therefore you're happy to spend the money on the shears, pay them for the bidikas chometz, and therefore it's not a mecca toys. So you see, people do want to spend money on bidikas chometz. So how can the Gemara say, well, we're chayav to... Maybe we're not Mechayev because Chazal wouldn't be Mechayev for you to spend money. People are very happy to spend money for mitzvahs. Because you know why? Because the chances that it's going to come out. So it could be anywhere. I'm still wasting my time on this. So maybe in this situation where there's a chance it won't be here, maybe here Chazal wouldn't be Mechayev for you to spend money. So we made the answer to Yossi's Shaila is what Yossi asked the Shaila. We learned from Daf Ches Omed Aleph, right? Now, if you have food that's buried under a pile of rubbish, that what? That you do have to spend money to take it out, to take it out. If you know there's chametz there, right? Jesus says that if you know there's chametz there, then you'll have to be maskei poyerim to take it out. If you know there's chametz there, we would have to. So what's the Kelsey's question? So what's the Gemara here? God said that you don't need to spend money for Bdikas Chametz. There you see you do have to. Is the Teretz. Here we're talking about where Nachash has got the bread, so it could be all go out. So maybe they don't need to spend money. But in a case where the Chametz is buried under rubble and it's going to stay where it is, and you know the Chametz is there, then you would have to spend money to take out the Chametz.
I don't get something.
There's another thing here anyway. The Chametz is there. Yeah.
Before we speak, you know, an Achbar comes in, an Achbar comes out, we don't know whether or not the Chametz is there. But here, right now, we know the Chametz is there. So, good, so later, maybe the snake will decide to leave and go move to Alabama. But right now, there's an Isser. Every moment, there's an Isser. Either an Isser that you're going to eat it, or an Isser that maybe you're going to come to eat it, which is us and Rabbanan. So what does it help that I'm a super good, tomorrow the snake's not going to be there? Right now, I have to deal with it.
You're not going to be everybody around because you're doing bitter.
Okay.
The owner says, are you going to come to Israel? Right now, I'm not going
to
come to
Israel. No, not because whether you're going to come to Israel. The Israel drew abundance to have something there that I might come to eat.
Right.
That exists right now.
Right now is before Pesach. So there's no Israel drew abundance right now I'm going to come to eat it. There's a sign of Chazal Machayim starting a Bedika in order to do, in order to be concerned, to prevent that concern later that I'm going to come to eat it. Says the Gemara, says basically, since it's going to go out, there's a chance it's going to go out, and if that later won't materialize, maybe the Chazal wouldn't be machayv to spend money on it. So that's basically. So our other Mahakim has to answer this kasha of tesis, but then Yossi's kasha is strong. If you look at the Marshal at the back of the Shlomi, he's got another shot, and then you'll have a good kasha. Tomorrow, B'nei, I'm going to send tonight, or this afternoon, this morning, whenever I get a chance, the Rambams on these halachas. So just look through together, work it through, and see why the Rambam passed what he passed. And then we have to send that we've reached the goal that we wanted to get to, at least this month. And so Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be doing the Rambam, and Thursday you can do Chazor, or whatever you want to do Thursday. Okay, have a good day. Sorry about my lateness today. This is Balagam. Sorry about that. All right.
Thank you, Rabbi.